from a much longer conversation with Devin Nunes, my colleague, Devin Nunes of DevinNunesWines.com, Devin Nunes of True Social, commenting on the news that Jim Biden was investigated in some fashion or touched upon in some fashion by the FBI 25 years ago. Jim Biden, the younger brother of the president. The details are complex and not useful. What is the story appearing on the front page of the Washington Post with the word deal-making in it, with the word FBI tapes in it, the suggestion that something was wrong, though in the story, it's very difficult to find anything that was possibly illegal. However, Devin Nunes has an explanation for why now a 25-year-old story involving perhaps tobacco, perhaps a favor done, perhaps influence peddling in Washington. In other words, business as usual, back in the 20th century and in the 21st. Why that story is on the front page of the Washington Post, and Devin Nunes has an answer. Here it is, bluntly, much more later.
And I gave my talk on Saturday, and I talked about this very issue before this story came out, that Biden was eventually not going to be the nominee. The question is that how much heat does Team Obama have to turn up? Because Team Obama really controls the levers of the government. So Biden and his wife and near family members control him. They decide whether or not he's going to run or not. Only he can pull out of the race. But what cannot, what they cannot control is the Obama-run Department of Justice. And I think that's what you're starting to see here. Is you're starting to see. I mean, Axelrod, Obama's right-hand political guy. I mean, he's made no bones about it. I think we talked about this a couple months ago when we first saw it. You saw the narrative roll out in the Washington Post and the New York Times. Oh, Biden's getting old. He has health issues. His polling doesn't look good. Maybe he probably shouldn't run. Well, now it's just full blown. Biden's going to be a disaster. I mean, that's in a nutshell what Team Obama are saying.
Thank you.